Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We are on the bottom of Mem Amud Beis, the last line. Amar Rava. Rava said, the machlokas that we just had, whether or not you're allowed to transfer Kedusha, right? Peiros Shvias, or Maaser Sheni, we just had a machlokas between Reb Meir and Dechacham, if you could do it on live animals, or only on shechted animals. The problem was, that the Chacham said, you can't do it on live animals, because if you do it on live animals, then there are animals running around, and they're going to be Kedusha. So that's a big problem. You can't do it on live animals. Only non-live animals. Only shechted animals. Amar Rava, that machlokes is only bezecharim. Only with men. With male animals. Says Rashi on top. She'ein megadlim v'hem lovlados. They can't have any offspring. Only a female can have offspring. The men can't have any offspring. Fafilu hachi gazir rabbanon atu nikevos. Medegzera. Males atu females. The real problem is females. Right? Avon nikevos, but if it's a female animal, divri hakol, everyone agreed, ala shchutin maschalin, ala chayin ein maschalin. Everyone agreed that you cannot put, even though Ramirez said you could do it on live animals, he only meant males. Not females. Why? Gzeira, Shema, Yigadel, Mehen, Adarim. Maybe they're going to have flocks and flocks and flocks, and they'll keep having offspring, and there's so many animals like that, they're all Kedusha animals, because they're all, that's a problem. Males? Males, he only held up, when Rameer said you're allowed to transfer Kedusha from Eiser Sheni or Shemitah to animals, he only meant males, not females. He agreed females was a problem. Amar Avashi, now, yesterday we had a machlokes, whether you can, the way you transfer Kedusha from Shemitah was by selling it, or by just transferring Kedusha. We said it was Mekach, or Chilul. And we had a machlokes? If both were available, only one, remember we had a machlokes, right? Yesterday. It was only yesterday. So Amar Ravashi, machlokes, that machlokes, who's that machlokes between? It's between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. And Machlokas yesterday was Kedusha Shviyas, the Kedusha Shviyas transfers to other items. Remember, we had fish and wine and meat. Does it happen by a sale or even by just a transfer? We had a Machlokas about that yesterday. Says Ravashi, that Machlokas was B'Pri Rishon. That was the first Pri, meaning the first time you want to transfer Kedusha. Has to be the machlokas about that. Aval Prisheni, but if, in other words, I have Shemitah apples, right? And I want to transfer it, I want to barter it for you with meat. Everyone agrees that can only be done with a sale. Everyone agrees to that. Aval Prisheni, now you have that meat, and you want to transfer it for fish, Divri HaKol, Bein B'Derech Mekach, Bein B'Derech Chilul. Everybody will agree that it can be either way. That's what Ravashi says. You can do it with Mekach, and you can even do it with Chil. Everyone would agree. Not the first time. First time is a machlokas. After the first time, there's no machlokas. Everybody will agree you can do it either way. Now that Bryce we brought up yesterday, Vakatani Lakach Lakach, but it kept saying, first the meat, then the fish, then the wine. It kept saying the word Lakach. You purchase. It really means barter. You purchase the wine with oil, the meat and the fish, keep purchasing it, kept using the word purchase. Not transfer, purchase. Yeah, says the Gemara, I did the Tani Bereisha Lakach, Tani Nami Seifa Lakach. Yeah, we started off that say with the word purchase, it has to be that way. So for consistency's sake, the Bryce kept saying Lakach, but it didn't have to be Lakach. It could even be with a transfer. Es Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, 1 second, there's a Bryce that says like this. If somebody has a dollar of Shemitah, how does he have a dollar of Shemitah? Because he spent the dollar on Shemitah produce, so the dollar has Shemitah Kedusha. He bought an apple for a dollar, the dollar has Shemitah Kedusha. Somebody has a dollar of Shemitah Kedusha, right? How do you get that dollar to have not Shemitah Kedusha? How do you get rid of that Shemitah Kedusha?
Spending it on something that's kosher for Shemitah.
What? No.
Then something that you can consume immediately.
Then it'll transfer to that item. So, I want to buy a shirt. Now, you're not allowed to buy a shirt with Shemitah money. Why? Because it doesn't get consumed. But I want to buy a shirt. I don't need anything. All I need is a shirt. Kate said, Yasser, what do you do? So listen to this whole trick. Yelich etzel chenvini harogel etzlo. Go to a store owner who you know, who you always go to, v'amalo, and tell him like this. Tainli sell a papers. I'm giving you a dollar. Give me a dollar of oranges. Give me a dollar's worth of oranges. V'nosinlo. And he does it. He gives the store owner the dollar, and he gives you a dollar's worth of oranges. Do those dollars worth of oranges have Kedusha Shvius? Yes. It by the purchase, it transferred to the oranges. V'chazev omelo, then what you do is you say back to the store owner, Hare peiros halolu nosim lom bevatana. I'm giving you these oranges as a gift. Gift. V'hu omelo, and he said, the store owner says to you, Helecha sel azu bematana. I'm giving you the dollar back for it as a gift. Gift. Then, there's no more Kedusha, because nothing, V'halo, lokeach behen, mashiyirtze. Then you can buy whatever you want with that dollar. Now you can go buy a shirt. V'hachan, over here, depreshenihu, right? The dollar is a presheni. Why is it a presheni? Because the only thing that's a pre-rishon are the actual fruits. Right? The Shemitah fruits is a pre-rishon. I transferred it to a pre-sheni. What's a pre-sheni? The dollar. V'hacha pre-shenihu. The dollar is a pre-sheni. V'katani derech mekach in derech hilolo. And the only way that you can transfer Kedusha on this dollar is with a sale, not with a transfer. Says Rashi, look at Rashi, v'hacha. T'hasela pre-shenihu. The dollar is a pre-sheni. Why? Demei Shvius. It's money that was used to buy Shemitah produce. So it's a pre-sheni. V'katani, and this price is said, Shetzarech le'elech etzel chenveni. You have to go to a store owner, v'otzi uhu l'chulin, and get the dollar to have no more Kedusha, derach mekach u'memchar, only with a sale.
This is money laundering.
Correct. Alma, b'pre-sheni nami ikaman de polig. You see, there must be a machlokis by pre-sheni also. Rashi said by pre-sheni, nobody argues. You can do a transfer. Says Rashi, di'i havi sagi b'derech chilol, if transferring without a sale was enough, lamalei yelech etzel chenveni. What if to bother with this guy? I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to get... You have to do all that. Yikach peiros chulin, take chulin money, shiesh lo bebeso, that you have in your house, right? Take apples in your refrigerator, shavasela, worth a dollar, v'yichalulenu aleihem, and transfer the kedusha from the dollar to the apples in your refrigerator. How can't you do that? Then take the dollar, go buy a shirt. V'yelcho b'toros shviyas, and eat those apples as if they're Shemitah apples. You couldn't do that. You have to go to the chenveni and make a whole trick. A whole money laundering scheme. Why do you have to do all that? Obviously, even by pre-sheni, some hold, transferring is not enough. That's why you have to do this. So you see, Rashi said when it comes to pre-sheni, everyone agrees. It's not true. What kind of price is this? What if they go do all this?
You need to do some sort of kinyan.
So the kinyan is the transfer. I have a dollar. I have a Shemitah dollar. I don't need a dollar. I want to buy a shirt. All right, you know what I'll do? I'll transfer the Kedusha. How do you do? You transfer it in your head. You maybe have to say something, verbalize. I'm transferring the Kedusha Shvius from this dollar to those apples sitting on my counter in my kitchen. Boom. It works. Those apples now have Kedusha Shvius, and I have to eat them with Kedusha Shvius, which means I have to eat every morsel, I have to let it rot away, all those rules. And then the dollar, I can go buy whatever I want. We didn't say that. You have to go to the store, purchase something, give it back as a matana, he'll give it back to you as a matana, then you money launder it out of Shvius. What does it do all that?
Maybe the machlokes is only when you want to make this harama.
So if the harama is a valid harama, right? We would say it's like some mechiras chametz. It's harama, but it works, right? Same thing over here.
Maybe that's what the machlokes is.
No, that's what I mean. So Ravashi said that everyone would agree. Everyone would agree that if it's pre-sheni, you could do it by derech chilul, just transferring it.
Remember when Rabbi gave it a shiur on Shvius?
Yeah.
And he told about his friend from Rabbi.
Yes, I remember.
He has an app.
Yeah.
Go on the app to transfer, and then the guy from London, he sent the thing to Israel.
Yeah.
Right, via the app, and then they threw the app on Melech.
Right. Interesting. Right. Don't worry, we're doing that again this winter.
Yeah. He said, like, to go buy fruit in Kashkol, like from Israel.
Right.
That's questionable. That, you know, that's
Shemitah, or whatever.
From Shemitah was not true. He said first you should probably, but if you do, you could use this thing that he said.
Interesting. So in other words, we have to change now what Ravashi said. Ella Amar Ravashi, so it's a change of Ravashi said. Right, so Rashi says, "I itmar de Ravashi, hachi itmar." Very strange Rashi. If Ravashi said something, this is what he really said. Right, this is unusual Rashi. Machlokes, the whole machlokes about transferring versus selling, that's b'prisheni. That's only by a prisheni. That's where there's a machlokes. Only by prisheni. Avol pre-rishon, but if it's a pre-rishon, divri hakol, derech mekach in, derech hilolo. If it's a pre-rishon, everybody agrees it has to be done with a sale. You can't transfer kedusha without selling it the first time. Afterwards, that's where the machlokes lies. Vakatani echad shvius ve'echad meiser sheni. But we said that you could do this by shmita and also meiser sheni. Meiser sheni, right? My shvius. What was shmita here? It was dmei shvius. Right? It's already a sheni going into a shlishi. It's already a sheni. Now, I'm changing it from a sheni. What's a rishon? The fruit itself. What's the sheni? The money I pay for it. What's a shlishi? Whatever I transfer it to. So from a sheni to a shlishi, it's a machlokas. But from rishon to a sheni, there's no machlokas. Everyone has to be a sale. Now, meiser sheni, what's meiser sheni? Meiser sheni is not a sale. Meiser sheni is I have fruit. I don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim. Should I transfer the Kedusha to money? Right? And then I take the money to Yerushalayim. What do I do with the money?
To buy fruit.
I buy fruit. What's the status of those fruit?
Meiser
no.
Chulin.
I buy apples. You know, I bought too many apples. I'm going to trade it for some meat. But I'm not allowed to do that. There's no halacha like that. So but when it comes to Meiser Sheni, V'ilo Temahachi, Meiser Mamish, it's going to be Mamish Meiser Sheni. Can you transfer Meiser Sheni onto meat?
Yeah.
No.
Not straight.
So clearly, we're talking about the second level already, right? Vokziv, Vitzrata Kesapiadecha. You can only transfer it onto money. Meiser Sheni can only be transferred onto money. Then you can spend whatever you want. So it's, right. So what do you see from here? El to me, Meiser Hachanami to me Shvius. It has to be talking about second generation already. Pre Sheni, both Shmita and the Meiser Sheni. Okay. Now that daf is much easier now. Okay. Birishona, originally back in the day, Hayalulav Nitol B'Mikdash Shiva. The lulav was taken in the base of Hamikdash all 7 days of Sukkot. Ubedina yom echad, and in the rest of the world, only one day. Only one day. Where's the Medina? What does Mikdash mean? Rashi says, "B'Medina, b'Yerushalayim, she'af hu kigvulin." Yerushalayim has the status of the rest of the world. So the Mikdash means only the base of Mikdash. Others argue. The Rambam holds that Mikdash means the whole Yerushalayim, which leads to a funny thing. The Bizman Hazeh, there's such a thing as a Mikdash, because it's Yerushalayim. There might not be Beis HaMikdash, but there's quote-unquote Mikdash, which is, in Israel, I know there's all this hak. If you wake up in the morning, you're in Geula for Yom Tov, and you wake up in the morning and you go to Shul in Geula, and you shake a little of an Esek Chalamoid. Then you go to Yerushalayim. Then you go to the Old City. So there's a new chiyuv now to shake a little of an esrog again because now I'm in the mikdash. Before I wasn't. Before I was in Medina. Now I'm in the mikdash. It's a very very esoteric issue. Maybe according to Rashi, not an issue. No issue according to Rashi.
Yeah, that's why when you go to the kotel,
yeah,
because they have don't do the chabad thing there over there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of problem. Everyone stops and shake them.
Right, because it could be there's a new chiyuv now because I'm in quote unquote mikdash. I might not make a bracha because it's a machlokas.
No, the
right. And the Rambam holds, and Rashi holds, it's not a difference.
But now when you walk in the court, you go and you take again and you
right. Right? Okay. So very good. So Barishona, so in the beginning, when the Beis Hamikdash was around, there was only lulav one day. Only lulav one day a year. On the first day. Unless you're in the Beis Hamikdash. But if you're somewhere else, only one day. Now, there's such a thing as all rebel. So L'chora, you were all there. Right? Everybody was there. All rebel. But it's only one day. In the Mikdash, it's all 7 days. Where'd that come from? Learned out of Pesukim. We'll get to it in the Gemara. Mishicharav Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, Shehelulav Nital b'Medina Shiva, Zechel HaMikdash. That the lulav should be taken for 7 days in the rest of the world, Zechel HaMikdash. So when we take a lulav all 7 days, why are we doing that? It's a zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. Why are we making a bracha every day then? Which is what we do. That Tosfos we'll discuss later in the week. The massive Tosfos. Why are we making a bracha? What is that? It's a minhag. It's a minhag. I think you should make a new minhag. I'm going to start a new minhag. People have different minhagim. All types of minhagim. Right? Some minhagim you don't make a bracha. Right? Some minhagim you do. Tosfos is going to discuss that later in the week. What is it? It's a zecher l'mikdash. What is that? It's a minhag. Right?
It's not a mitzvah
to Rabbanon. What? When a mitzvah to Rabbanon? What, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai by himself?
Everybody adopted it, maybe. So.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. And then, completely unrelated halacha, Visha Yom Hanaf Kulo Asar. Yom Hanaf Kulo Asar means as follows. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the first day of Pesach, you have to bring the Omer.
Second
day of Pesach, you bring the Omer. That's the 16th of Nisan, you bring the Omer. Once you bring the Karban Omer, you're allowed to eat Chadash. And when the Beis HaMikdash was around, that's what they would do. Now, the 16th, let's say the 16th is a Monday. So I don't live in the Beis, I don't live in Yerushalayim, I live in New York. I live in New York. So I woke up in the morning on the 16th of Nisan, the halacha is going to be, you have to wait till noon to eat the Karban Pesach, to eat any Chadash. Why? Because by noon, they brought it. There's reason on the Beis HaMikdash over there. You can take it to the bank. By noon, it's for sure going to be done. Noon their time. By noon in Israel time, the what's it called was done. Now, Rashi says that based on Pesukim, what about when there is no Beis HaMikdash? So you wake up in the morning. You wake up in the morning, and there's no Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is, it's mutter right the minute you wake up in the morning. The Chadash is mutter, the minute the crack of dawn it's mutter, on the second day of Pesach. Why? There is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no Karban Omer. So it's mutter right away. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, no, I made a gzeira, you can't eat Chadash at all on the second day. You gotta wait till the third day. That was his Yom HaNath, the day of the Nath, the day of the waving, Kulo Asr. That entire day is Asr. Why? Why is it Asr? Because the Gemara will say why in a minute. Asks the Imre Emes, the Ger Revi, right, the Tzvas Emes' son. What's this doing in this Mishnah? What's this doing in this Mishnah? Why are we throwing in another Takana? And by the way, Rabbi Yochanan, there's nothing to do with Sukkot. The first one did. Look at Tosfos of Vishiehe Yom Hanaf Kulo Asr. Right? And by the way, and the Yom Hanaf is Asr. So says Tosfos, Harbe Takanos Tikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a lot of Takanos. Made a lot of different takanas. Elahanach tarti, but these two, tikein yachad, they were enacted together. Ulahachi tani hacha yomanaf agav grora, and that's why the Mishnah threw it in as an aside. I'm really talking about this Masechta Sukkah. It's not Masechta Omer. In Menachos, the same halacha appears. When the Menachos talk about Masechta Menachos, talk about the Omer. What's it doing here? Says Tosfos, it's the same takana, they threw it in anyway. That's what they threw it in. V'tema de menachas perkei bishma lo tema hanach de lulav agav hahu. But over there, when it mentions that takana, it doesn't mention lulav. It doesn't mention that, so why not? If you're telling me they would do it enacted at the same moment, why not? Right? The hayom hanaf perkei basra de Rosh Hashanah, tanya hanach tarti v'o takanos, tuva de tzikin, then the other takanas were made. So the Inri Emes says, what's going on? So the Imre Emes says, such an amazing thing. He says, could you imagine how Klai Yisrael felt? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, listen, we're in Golis now for the long haul. Basically, it's not getting rebuilt so fast. We're here for the long haul. We're making a new takana. Lola, wherever you are, 7 days. Zecher lemikdash, not coming back so fast. If it's coming back so fast, I wouldn't make it zero. If it'll be rebuilt in the next 4 or 5 years, what am I making zero for? A takana zecher lemikdash, you'll have it back in 5 years. We're here for the long haul. Very depressing. Very depressing. Could you imagine that? Imagine you're there and you heard that this takana just came out. Oh my goodness. No Beis HaMikdash for the long haul. With the long haul now, the Gaul is going to be a very depressing. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but I'm making another takana. Yom Hanaf Kulo Asar. Why? What's the reason for that takana? The Gemara is going to say in a second, because maybe the Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away, and everyone's going to say, well, last year, with the minute the crack of dawn, we ate the Redi Chadash. This year, same story. Well, last year there was no Beis HaMikdash, so you weren't allowed to eat at the crack of dawn. This year there was a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait. People are going to get all confused. So Rebbe Chaim, like I said, don't eat any Chadash today. Wait till tomorrow. So the second takana gave more comfort, and the first one took chizuk. First one said no chizuk. Long haul, long galus now. Zechel mikdash. Yeah, but don't worry. Yom anaf kul aser. Maybe it'll be rebuilt right away.
Now,
amazing vart, yeah, no?
The question about this takana that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Who is baking chodesh on Pesach?
That's my question as well.
So
it's Pesach, what they do is.
So we're gonna get to a little bit of your question.
Yeah.
The Gemara's gonna talk about it a little bit. Now, before we get to that.
They used to bake matzahs. To eat right away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, but you'd have to go into the field and harvest it before you can bake.
No, it could be had it sitting in your jewel. You could have harvested it already. You're not allowed to eat it. Could be.
They used to bake fresh matzahs. We today don't eat, we don't bake with flour on yarn, but they used to do
So the Gemara says, Menala Dav Din on Zechel HaMikdash. Who made up a thing called Zechel HaMikdash?
Hello?
What? Who made up a thing called Zechel HaMikdash? How do you know you're allowed to make Zechel HaMikdash? Everyone asks, what do you mean, how do you know you're allowed to make Zechel HaMikdash? Why not? Why not? So, and Omar Kwa, Omar B'yachan, Omar Kwa, it's a pasuk. And a pasuk to make Zechel HaMikdash? Some say, yeah, because why can't you do it with Svara? Because maybe it's you're running into problems of Bal Tosef. Maybe. Maybe it's Bal Tosef. I'm sure some Machmir would say, what's Bal Tosef? Can't do that. So we have a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Ki ele arucha lach unakosecha erpaecha num Hashem ki nidche karulacha. Tzion hi, Doresh ein la. It's Tzion, no one's interested. No one's being darshanim. Doresh ein la. Miklal, the boy Drisha. You should be doing that. And there we see, there's an Indian of Zechel HaMikdash. Fine, very good.
I didn't understand
what
the Pasuk is saying.
What?
I didn't understand what this Pasuk is
saying. Yeah. Now, Vishyom Hanaf, my timer, what's the reason that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that the second day of Pesach, no Chodesh at all? Meheiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The exact opposite message of Lola. Maybe it'll be rebuilt right away. Right? The Yom, people will say, Ishtaka, I'd be Lola Chan Lemishir Mizrach. In last year, I remember the minute of the crack of dawn, I was able to eat Chadosh. Hashtanami Nechel. Now I could also eat Chadosh. The Enu Lola Yod, they're not going to know. The Ishtaka, they'll have Beis HaMikdash. Last year, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Heir Mizrach Hatir. The crack of dawn allows me to eat Chadosh. Hashtan now, the Ikka Beis HaMikdash. Now there's a Beis HaMikdash. Omer Matir. The Omer is Matir. So we're just 1 second. The Ivni Enas. When was the Beit HaMikdash built that I don't have time to bring the carbon? In other words, if the Beit HaMikdash is built, last year there was no Beit HaMikdash. This year it's built Chanukah time. Built Chanukah time. So comes Pesach, they're going to bring the carbon Omer. So how is anyone going to make a mistake? The only way you can make a mistake is if it's built like right at Pesach time. Funny thing. Because if it's built Chanukah time, or Purim time, then when the Omer comes, there'll be an all-covered Omer. So no one's going to make a mistake. The only way they're going to make a mistake is if it's built at right at this time of Pesach. So when is it built exactly? Elam with the Ivni B'Shetar. If it's built on the 16th of Nisan, on the 16th. So everybody woke up in the morning, and then there was a big announcement. Everyone come to the basement, we're going to build it right now. If that's the case, then the minute it woke up, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. So no one's making a mistake. It's built on that day. Right? Harbei hit her mizrach. The minute the crack of dawn comes, it's mutter. El divni b'chaveza. It must have been built on the 15th.
On Yom Tov.
It was built on Yom Tov itself.
But that's not possible.
Mechatzos hayom ulahalam tishtui. Then from chatzos it should be mutter. Why? Because it was built on the 15th. So on the 16th, we said that it was, they brought the Omer. They brought the Omer, and the rule was that it goes by Chatzos. Because by Chatzos, it happened. Right? Dot 9 is Mishnah Menachos. Harachokim mutar mechatzos yom lahalan. If you live far away from the base of the Mikdash, noon already you're able to eat Chadosh. Why? Lefisha ain't bez and metatzel and bo. Bez is not lazy. So putting aside the issue of being built on Yontif, lo tzmicha, the case is, divni balayla, it was built the 15th at night, e nami or samach l'shkiyah sachama. It was built samach l'shkiyah sachama on the 15th, going into the 16th, so explains Rashi, you have to read this Rashi inside. E nami, of course, there are two Rashis. Lo tzmicha, divni balayla. Klomar, l'shem, yibana balayla. Maybe it was built at night. Chayesh. We're not going to have enough time to get ready the Omer till the next day. A lot of Omer is a busy production. You have to dry it out, the avos and a thing, of reeds, if it's over and also, you have to bind it, that all the water goes out of it. You have to grind it up, you have to put 13 different sieves, begasa, bedaka, thick ones, thin ones. Last week, not going to have time to do all this by Chatzos. It's not going to happen. You did it by Shkiyah Sachama. It's the next Rashi. Divni Bechimtzar, Samach L'Shkiyah Sachama. Fahihi, same problem. V'kasha. You didn't ask me. Laila, Eino Nivne. You can't build the base of English at night. The Kaimalon. B'Shvuiz. They ain't been the base of English, but Laila. You can't build it at night. Dibiyom, diksivu, bayom hakim, it's only by day. Says Rashi, something very famous. V'lo b'cham nisashu yomtev, how can you build it on yomtev? See, on the 15th and the yomtev, at night, you can't do these things. Kaim v'lo b'shavuot, ein binyan b'yit hankish doch yomtev. Hani mili, that's only true. Binyan ha'bonoi b'di adam. That's if we're going to build it. Says Rashi, avol mikdash, ha'asid, the future base of mikdash, sha'onu mitzapim, that we're waiting for. Bonoi umeshuchlal hu yigale v'yavo mishamayim. It's coming down from heaven, all fully ready. Mishum shenemar, like it says, mikdash Hashem konenu yodecha. Hashem's hands are going to build it, not us. So it can't come down on Yontif. Why not? Hashem doesn't have to hold from Yontif.
So what we learned before is Mashiach cannot come on Yontif.
What?
We learned that Mashiach cannot come on Yontif.
Right.
Right, because you need the day before the announcement.
So now what's the result? Rabbi Yochanan Metaka made a takana for a very, very, very rare thing. He made a takana that the 16th of Nisan is not no Chadash, because maybe the Beit Midrash will be built right but that night. How's it going to be built? Oh, Hashem's going to just drop it down from the heavens. So he made it there for that. That no other time to build the Beit Midrash, only pumped on Pesach in the afternoon. Such a strange thing. So this is very Kabbalistic, what I'm going to say right now. But the Maaseh Rokeach says, that the Masifta brings it down, that no. Because the Zohar says that it says in Parshas Bashalach, Kiyad al Keis Ka. Hashem's throne is not complete, and his name is not complete until Amalek gets destroyed. The Zohar says, when's Amalek getting destroyed? On Yud Dalad Nisan. On Yud Dalad Nisan, Amalek gets destroyed. Fits in perfectly. So Yud Dalad Nisan, Amalek gets destroyed. Then Mashiach could come. So on the next day, the Beis Mikdash comes. What are we waiting for? So therefore, it's perfect. It makes perfect sense. That's the only time it's going to happen. It's going to happen on Pesach. So therefore, like I said, I have to make a gzeira. Because I don't want anyone to make a mistake on Halacha. So I make a gzeira. This day, no Chodesh. What kind of far-fetched? Not far-fetched at all. It's going to happen that day. Okay. Reb Nachman Vayitzchak Amar, Reb Yochanan Medakai, Beshitas of Yehuda Amar, Damar min HaTorah hu Aser. Chodesh Aser min HaTorah. Dichsev, because it says, Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, Ad Yitzumo Shal Yom. Dichsever, Ad B'Klal. So, okay, fine. It's a min HaTorah. Umi Saver Lo Kavaseh, is that true? But Miflag Palagalei. He argues. Why? The Tanya, it says it really should be the Tnan. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shiyomanaf Kul Asar. He made a takana. Making a takana doesn't sound like it's a halacha daraisa. It sounds like it's a takana, right? Amallah Rabbi Yehuda falo mina Torah asar. So it's mina Torah. What do you mean? What do you mean a hiskin? You mean a takana? So it's mina Torah. Dichsev aretz miyom hazeh aritzim moshayom. Rabbi Yehuda who the katoy who saw from the rabbanon kamar. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was baked up, but didn't the rabbanon falo. He mid the raisa goes, so didn't the raisa. I vo hiskin kamar. But it says hiskin. Yeah, my hiskin darash for hiskin. Meaning he darshed the thing. He made a takana based on a daraisa. So it's not a dispute at all. It could be it's even a daraisa. Okay. Whew. Okay. Next. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. First day of Pesach. First day of Sukkot. Shechal Leilos B'Shabbos. That falls out on Shabbos. This is before they made the takana not to take a lulav on Shabbos. Before they made that rule. Kol Amo Lichenes Lulavein LeBeis HaKnesses. Everybody would take their lulav to shul before Shabbos started. And Lamacharos, the next day, Mashkim and Ubon Kol Echad VeEchad. Everybody would come and recognize his own lulav. Umakaret Shalov and Adlo. He would take his lulav. Mibnei She'amru Chachamim, Ein Adam Yotzi Dechavatsa B'Yom Tafrishon B'Lulav Shal Chavero. You can't use someone else's lulav. So you have to use your own. So you come before, because you can't carry it in the street. That you can't do. But to shake it at in the shul, why can't you shake it in the shul? So everybody would, this is before the takana that you can't shake a lulav. So everybody would bring it in shul before Yontif, before Shabbos. Come to shul. Oh, that's mine. And everybody would take their own lulav. Ushayim Osachag, the rest of Yontif, Adam Yotzi Dechavasa B'lulav Shal Chavero. You're Yotzi with someone else's lulav. On the rest of Chag. Oh, this is the idea of yours, only the first day. Rabbi Yossi Omer, one second, I'll say even something more makel, says Rabbi Yossi. Yontef Arishon Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Yontef Arishon falls out on Shabbos, V'shachach, and you forgot. V'hotzi Yis HaLulav. There was just a rabbi, you carried the lulav out into the street. He forgot. He forgot that, right? Potter. He's Potter. Why? V'nei Shehotziyuhu B'Rishos. He's not chayef for carrying, because he was doing a mitzvah. What kind of halach is that? Yeah. A chiddush. So we'll get to it later in the week, tomorrow or the next day, that since he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he was doing a mitzvah, he's potter for the isra of carrying. So what the parameters of that are, we'll do it later in the week. Now, menahan imili, how do you know that you're not allowed to use someone else's lulav? The Tana Rabbanan, ulakachtem, shetei lakicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. That everyone has to have their own lulav. That's first of all. Okay? Asks the, who's this? Asks the Meiri, what do you mean everyone has to have their own lulav? What's the alternative? You can shake a lulav for me? Why would I think that? Why can you shake a lulav? I don't have to have their own lulav. What's the alternative? I don't have to have a lulav? You shake it for me? How can you shake it for me? So, exactly. But you can't put on tefillin for me. So why can't you shake a lulav for me? You can blow shofar for me. So what's the difference between shofar and lulav?
Shofar shmiya.
And lulav is what? A maisa. Says the Biru, maybe lulav is really also davening. It's like davening. That's really what it is. It's called ritui. It's somehow it makes Hashem happy. So maybe if that's the case, then you can do it for me. Just like you can blow shofar for me, and you can lay Megillah for me. Says the Gemara, no, you can't do that. You can do it yourself. That's first of all. Second of all, Lochem, Michel Lochem, that's the mamish be yours. Right? Lahoti es hashol ves hagozol. Not a borrow, not stolen. You can't use someone else's lulav. Unless you give it to him with a matana. Okay? And it's the Shulchan Aruch, it's understood. A guy comes to shul, oh, I left my lulav, I forgot it, I left it in the car. Can I borrow your lulav? It's understood that it's matana al manas l'chazer. It's understood, right? It's all built in. Maisa, listen to this story. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua ben, Rabbi Lazar ben Atalia, Rabbi Akiva, Sheyubah and Bisfina, they're all on a boat together. Velohai lulav, al Rabbi Gamliel, Bovad. Only Rabbi Gamliel had a lulav. Shalachu be'elav zuz, he paid $1,000 for his lulav. Not Lu Rabbi Gamliel, he took it. V'yotzebo, he was Yotze, v'nasna l'Rabbi Yeshua b'matana. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a gift. Not l'Rabbi Yeshua, v'yotzebo, v'nasna l'Rabbi Elazar b'Azariah b'matana. Then he gave it over to Elazar b'Azariah as a gift. Not l'Rabbi Elazar b'Azariah, v'yotzebo, v'nasna l'matana l'Rabbi Akiva. And then he gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Not l'Rabbi Akiva, v'yotzebo, v'chziru l'Rabbi Gamliel. Then Rabbi Akiva shook it, and he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Lamlu Lamim Hechziran. Why do you have to give it back? Mils Agavorcha Kamash Malan, the Matana Manas Mahachzir, Shma Matana. A Matana Al Manas Mahachzir is considered a valid Matana. Okay? It also says, so why didn't each person give it back to Rabbi Gamliel? The answer is because it was understood. Gamliel understood that everyone's going to switch off because no one else has a lulav. So it was totally understood. I'll give it to Reuven, Reuven's going to give it to Shimon, then to Levi, then back to the owner.
Why does it not say that he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel as a matana?
That's what he just said.
No, not as a matana. Rabbi Gamliel gave...
Right, but once he gives it as a gift, he relinquishes...
But that's what the Gemara is saying. That's why it's
so basically it's telling you that there's an implicit condition implied.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's chal, even if you don't say it.
That's why he didn't have to give it back to Rabbi Gamliel. It was implied. Okay, you guys do whatever you want, then you give it back to me.
And that's why you don't give it to a cotton house.
Right.
Because the cotton is not able to follow
it. And then Tosfos says in the second Tosfos, in like the fourth of his line, Shutfis, people in towns didn't have to throw him. The whole town would buy one esrog as partners. Melamden Osan, tell everybody. Every time someone shook it, it was understood it was almanas to give it back. The yeshlus mochta given the kanuhu almanas letzeitzbo afagaf to lepirshu stama de milsa. It's mistama, of course, 100%.
So that teaching that something that's word b'shutfis is not lachem.
That's how he starts off. Esrog shutfin nami lo nafik. You can't use an esrog of partners. The father died. The two brothers took money from the estate to buy an esrog. Says the Gemara there in Baal Basra, it's not good. What? Nobody owns it. Has to be lochem.
Why do we care about this whole almanas lahafsa thing? Once he already shook, he shook first. So who cares what happens afterwards?
What? No, for the next day, I mean.
The next day is not lochem. Why do we have to go through this whole thing? I shook, I give it to somebody else. Who cares?
Right.
I mean, it was your answer. I have to know that it can come back to me. Who cares? There's no lochem anymore.
Yeah, I hear. Fair.
I don't understand. The Raisa says specifically it can't be a borrowed one. And I don't understand how it's different from borrowing.
Because you're giving it on condition you're going to give it back. So matana, borrowing, amanas lahachas. That's not the same thing. Here, ki hada amar rab rava, heilucha esrog zeh, this has esrog, amanas on condition, give it back. Not low, if you take it, the yotzebo hechziru, and you give it back. Yotze. You lo hechziru, you don't give it back. Lo yotze. You're not mekayem your mitzvah.
When you say it's mine, when you can use it, the other one.
Maybe it's teaching you. Maybe there's a halakha meaning to say that almanas lahachzir is not yours.
Right. Could be.
To tell you that is yours.
Right. Could be. Listen to this line. Lamlu lemei mashlachu be'elazuz. Why did it have to say that he paid $1,000 for it? Who cares how much he paid for it? The answer is obvious. How much the mitzvah was chaviv to Rabbi Gamliel? He asks the Aruch Laner. Why does it say chaviv aleihen on them? It should have said chaviv alav to Rabbi Gamliel, the buyer. What's aleihen? Who's them? Says the Aruch Laner. Well, if someone paid $1,000 for the lulav, mistama, somebody was willing to pay $990. Right? Rabbi Gamliel paid, I'll pay $1,000. Right? Mistama, what happened? Alehan are all the other people that were willing to pay up to $1,000. He won the bidding. But everyone else, they bid it up so high, all those other people, also very, very special. Okay, it's not, the bidding is not going to go forever. It's going to stop somewhere. It stopped at $1,000. And then we look, got it. It's an unbelievable fart. Alehan is everyone else that bid it up so high, they're willing to pay $990, $980. It's an unbelievable fart.
So when we read about in the shtetl, there would only be one.
So Tosa says, you have to tell everybody that's a no, it's implicit anyway. It's implicit. That you're only taking it, amanas, to give it to the next guy.
Now who does it then belong to?
I don't know who actually belongs to. It's a good question.
I don't know. The
kfir, who bought it? For the whole time. Amalei marbar ravashi. Abba tzuyi kamatzibay. He would daven, he would hold the esrog when he's davening. Amar, mesvei, you're not allowed to do that. Lo yochas adam tefillin biyadav sefer Torah b'cheko mistal. You shouldn't daven with tefillin in your hand and a Torah in your hand. Lo yes jashim hemayim, don't hold a cup of water or something. Lo yishin behen, don't sleep with them. Lo yishin etzkevel, shin etzarai, you can't sleep with the tefillin. Amar Shmuel, sakin v'kairo, kinkamos, harayin, he goes in. You can't even, with a plate or with a knife, you shouldn't hold these things when you're davening. Hasam lav mitzvah ninu, v'tarbu. Hacha mitzvah ninu, lo tarbu. You're doing a mitzvah. Titanya, Rabbi Elazar, v'tadak omer, kadesh yehi minhagin shal anshi yishalayim, adam yotzim v'beitza, v'lolof v'yado. They got up in the morning, went to shul with a lolof in their hand. Holech l'beitza knezet, holech l'lolof v'yado. Some say that, he sees from here that Rizal is right, that you shake a lolof v'nesim before you come to shul. Many do that, many don't. See a little bit of a right here that you should do that. Kari Kriya Shema Mishpah Lol Biyado. You say Kriya Shema, you daven lulz in your hand. Kari B'Torah Ravinoses Kapa Menichal Gabi Karka. You're reading from the Torah, you should duchen in, you put it down. Holech Levaka Cholim Unicham Avelim. You're going to be Vaka Cholim Unicham Avelim. Lul Biyado. Nichnas Lebeitza Medrash Meshagal Lol Biyad B'Rob Biyad Avdu Biyad Shlucho. My Kamashalim Lelisha Kama Ha'i Rizim Mitzvahs. They're so busy with mitzvahs. So you see that. So something arrived from here. Someone has a chance to do the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim or Vaka Cholim. Which one comes first? Says this price. Hayaholech Levaka Cholim Ulunicham Avelim. Vaka Cholim is first. So you have a chance to pay a shiva call or visit someone in the hospital. What should you do first? It sounds like this. You go to the hospital first. Then you do Nicham Avelim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up on the bottom line. Everyone have a very good day.